37. Countries, businesses, and schools are three areas that need good leaders. Choose one of these three areas and describe the most important qualities of a leader in that area. Explain why these qualities are important using specific examples and details. The principal of a school is one of our first encounters with the figure of authority. Consequently, he or she must be a good example of a leader. The principal must be firm, fair, and foresighted, which are important qualities of a principal. When a principal announces a rule, you must understand that he or she means it. If a rule requires all students to be in their seats when the bell rings, the rule must be enforced. If students are out of their seats, they should be punished. If a rule requires that students not wear hats in school, the rule must be enforced. If students wear hats, the hats must be taken away from them. A principal must be firm. When a principal enforces a rule, you must understand that he or she will treat everyone equally. If I get caught eating at my desk, I must receive the same punishment that my classmate got when she got caught eating at her desk. If a sophomore is late for school, he or she must receive the same punishment that a senior would. A principal must be fair. A principal establishes a rule. You must understand that he or she has a good reason for it. If a rule requires that students must participate in extracurricular sports, you should understand that the principal knows that a strong body as well as a strong mind will help us in the future. If a rule requires that students must do 2 hours of volunteer work in the community each week, you should understand that the principal knows that close involvement in the community brings strong character. A principal must be foresighted. A principal's job is not an easy one. I only know that in the future, I can model my own leadership abilities on the ones I observed in school. I hope I can be as firm, fair, and foresighted as my principal.